It's tough. I mean, that's a good group of guys in that locker room, and we fought hard today. You know, we started very slowly, turned the ball over uncharacteristically, and then we were able to come back and really get on a roll there in the second half, and then unfortunately we couldn't make enough plays to win. Excuse me? Yeah, it's disappointing. You know, we're done now, so obviously that's what I'll be thinking about laying in bed tonight, but I think we had a lot to be proud of. We won 7 of 8 down the stretch, and we fought today. We're down 31-10, came back, and tied it at 45, and unfortunately just couldn't get it done. Yeah, I mean, I just missed it. You know, unfortunately, when I came off of the fake, I wish I had just a tad more time, and knowing that it was not Cromartie, it was Antrell that he was up on. Still feel pretty good about the throw. Unfortunately, just a little too far.
Did you ever see the blitz guy come on the last play there?
Yeah, I was trying to unload it, and should have held on to the ball. Fine.
No. Aaron, I understand you don't sit there and watch their offense. Kurt Warner said some very nice things to say about you. What's it like to just see a guy 38 years old
Well, he didn't want his team to lose. You know, we got on a roll there and really got things going, and Kurt just kept making plays. I mean, you got to give him a lot of credit. Kurt's a good friend and definitely a role model for myself, a younger quarterback in the league, and I respect the heck out of him, and he's a great player, and he's been a great player for a long time. So he made some great plays today. Got to give him a lot of credit. Their offensive coordinator, playing without Anquan Boldin, and Reston played well for them, and obviously Fitzgerald and Early Doucette had a good game, so. But Kurt did a great job. I mean, I got to give him a lot of credit.
What did you see on the first quarter pick?
Well, it was a bad decision. I mean, the tight ends actually ran the same route, so we had a little bit of miscommunication from those guys. And I was able to escape to my right and thought that after JerMichael cleared that Donald Lee was going to come back towards me, and we were just on different pages. But that was definitely a poor decision on my part. Yeah, I feel good about it. You know, we got on a roll there in the second half and scored 5 touchdowns. I mean, we're playing well. The guys are protecting. TJ stepped in, a nice job. And JerMichael made some real big plays for us. Greg had a big day. Donald made plays. Jordy had a touchdown. James Jones had some big plays. Spence had a touchdown. I mean, the guys are making plays today. And we got in that rhythm on offense and just kept it going. Unfortunately, we just came up a little bit short. Well, I was looking at the front side of the drive. I felt like he was getting grabbed a little bit. And it came to James and looked like they were kind of driving on James. He was running a little in cut and tried to kind of pull the ball back and somebody hit my arm. Well, just the guys, I think. You know, we got a good group of guys in that locker room, guys who put in the time, who we've had great participation in our off-season program, and that's when it starts. It starts way back in March, and I think that's what's so tough. We've been at this for 10 months, and a lot of hard work goes into this. Guys believing in each other, guys buying into Coach McCarthy and his schedule and the way he does things, and guys buying into Dom Capers and what he brought to this team. It's tough. You know, I don't know what it's going to be like for guys like Mark or Chad, but those are good friends, and hopefully I know we'll be friends long after we're done playing, but the thing about, you know, the team is never the same team the next year. So that's a tough part, and it's going to be a tough fight back.
What would you personally take away from this
play? Well, you got to play 60 minutes. I mean, I think I made some good throws, but started a little slow. We all did on offense, and you can't turn the ball over and expect to win. I don't care. You know, you score 45 and lose, you got to score more points. And we could have early on. We just personally, I started very slowly and didn't make enough plays early on to get us in a good position. But later we got in a rhythm, made some plays. But, you know, it's disappointing anytime you're going home. Right now we had the goal of playing in the Super Bowl, obviously, and this was one step in the journey. But you got to give those guys credit. They played very well. They had a good plan for us, and they scored more points than us today.
Aaron,
How ironic is it, Aaron, that 90 points were scored before overtime and the winning touchdown is an effective score?
It's very ironic. That's disappointing, obviously, you know, especially knowing that the kind of guys that we've brought into this game and just good character guys. Personally, you know, I'm my biggest critic, so it's going to be tough to get over here. But you got to move on. You got to take what you can out of a situation like this, and it's disappointing. We got to learn from them, and hopefully we can have great participation in the offseason again and get this thing rolling come March. No, I don't think so. I think our goal is to win the Super Bowl. That's the reason you show up in March. You put in the time, you put in the hours. It's because that's everybody's goal. And we felt great coming to training camp. We hit a little rough spot there in the middle of the season and got on a roll. And the guys in the locker room believed that this was a team that could make a deep run. We ran into a hot quarterback and made too many mistakes today. I was just trying to get the ball out of my hand, and unfortunately held it too long and wasn't able to hold on to it.
You said you're your own worst critic there, and you have to think about the season because you guys were so hot, obviously, coming into this game. You were so hot coming into this game. What do you think about the offseason? Just like the missed opportunity, or what do you think about the offseason?
Well, I think the crowd played a factor today, so you got to win your division, get a home game, you know, and be one of the best teams in the NFC and get that bye and get healthy and get a home game back in Lambeau Field. And that's our goal every time you start a season, is to win your division first. And it's tough to play on the road in the postseason. That being said, I think we offensively got into a rhythm today and just didn't make enough plays to win.
Aaron,